With your latest news, I'm Carson Lee Fuller. In a major step towards strengthening national sports infrastructure, the Ministry of Sports has announced plans to renovate and modernize the Truman Bonn Sports Complex. This means the center will be closed for an estimated 6 months starting in July. And the ministry says efforts will be made to, quote, minimize disruption to sporting programs, schools, sporting associations, and facility users during the renovation period. The project will include upgrades to the facility's playing field, running track, jump areas, and grandstand infrastructure, with a goal of transforming the complex into a, quote, modern, resilient, and internationally competitive sporting venue capable of serving elite athletes, schools, sporting associations, and hosting regional and international competitions.
This season in Grand Cayman was wetter than average.
Climatologically, the dry season is characterized by reduced rainfall totals, with most precipitation associated with the passage of cold fronts, which can also lead to cooler temperatures. National Weather Service forecaster Carrie Forbes tells Radio Cayman December through April shows that seasonal rainfall exceeded both climatological average and the previous dry season total of 6.2 inches. There were 4.5 inches worth of rain associated with cold fronts during the season, accounting for about 40% of the seasonal rainfall, and January was the wettest month of the year. Switching to temps,
this season in Grand Cayman was slightly cooler than average, marking it one of the coolest dry seasons observed in more than a decade.
Ms. Forbes says while January recorded the highest number of cold front passages, by February, colder air masses over the U.S. resulted in, quote, more pronounced cooling. February recorded 2.5 degrees below its average minimum temperature, with temperatures dropping as low as 65.5 degrees, one of the coolest average temperatures in nearly 40 years. And in other news,
we know that when rehabilitation is more accessible, families become stronger, barriers are reduced, and communities become safer and more resilient.
The Home Affairs Minister says Cabinet has removed a $25 application fee for expungement applications and declarations of expungement.
A small but meaningful reform that reflects a people-first approach to rehabilitation, reintegration, and second chances.
Expungement is the legal process of sealing or destroying criminal records, allowing an individual to state they have no convictions. The Honorable Nicholas DaCosta says this move, quote, represents another step toward a more accessible, compassionate, and people-focused system.
What may seem like a small administrative cost to some can be a real barrier to others. If someone has taken the necessary steps to rebuild their life and qualifies under the law, a fee should not stand in the way of progress, opportunity, or a fresh start. This is about fairness and dignity.
For more information, head to gov.ky/mdaha. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Moira Alderson. American media say Washington is taking steps to indict Raul Castro, the 94-year-old former Cuban president and brother of the revolutionary leader Fidel Castro. The charges are said to relate to Cuba shooting down an aircraft operated by a humanitarian group 30 years ago. The reports emerged as the head of the CIA met Cuban officials in Havana. President Trump has left China after closely watched talks with Xi Jinping, which were intended to improve relations between the two superpowers. Mr. Trump said they had made some fantastic trade deals, though he didn't give any details. Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi has said current diplomatic attempts to end the conflict with the United States are suffering from a lack of trust. Speaking in India, Mr. Araghchi said contradictory messages had raised questions about the Americans' real intentions in the talks. India's state-run fuel retailers have raised prices for the first time in 4 years as global cost of oil surges driven by the Iran war. The move will push up the cost of everyday goods for hundreds of millions of people. The Palestinian National Authority says a 15-year-old boy has been killed by Israeli soldiers in the occupied West Bank. The Israeli army said Fahed Zedan Oase was throwing stones at Israeli vehicles. The military in the Maldives is continuing the search for a group of Italian tourists who went missing during a scuba dive in Vavu Atoll. One body was recovered at a depth of 60 metres. That's the latest. BBC News.